review the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Son of Man and His disciples. Jesus said, "When you make the two into one, you will become children of man. And when you say, 'Mountain, move from here,' it will move." Gospel of Thomas, verse 106. To become a descendant of Adam, who hadn't been separated from Eve. According to Mr. Sasan Arai, author of the Japanese version of the Gospel of Thomas, the verse 106 of the Gospel of Thomas, Jesus said, "When you make the two into one, you will become children of man. And when you say, 'Mountain, move from here,' it will move," is a duplicate article of the verse 48. Jesus said, "If two make peace with each other in a single house, they will say to the mountain, 'Move from here,' and it will move." However, the phrase of "when you make the two into one" strengthens gnosticization rather than verse 48. In other words, if the divided one restores the primitive integration, it will be a descendant of the primitive human, that is androgynous Adam, from whom Eve hasn't been separated. The phrase in the verse 106 of the Gospel of Thomas, "When you say, 'Mountain, move from here,' it will move," reminds us of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 19. "If two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven." And the later half of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 20. "If you have faith as small as mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Paul criticizes one who had faith as strong as he could move mountains, but does not love others. In the chapter 13, verse 2 of the first epistle to the Corinthians. However, he seemed to criticize boasting faith rather than gnosis, wisdom or recognition. Thus, he seemed to criticize the Gospel of Matthew rather than the Gospel of Thomas, according to Mr. Sasan Arai. A Gospel of Son of Man. During his lifetime, Jesus called himself Son of Man. Thus, his younger brother James the Less, who led the Church of Jerusalem after Jesus' death, tried to interpret Jesus' intentions in the light of the Old Testament. Other younger brothers of James, including the author of the Gospel of Matthew and the author of the Gospel of Mark, also generally took over the interpretation of James. The Son of Man that frequently appears in the Old Testament, Book of Ezekiel, is used when God calls the prophet Ezekiel, and it is simply used as a human child. On the other hand, in the Book of Daniel, it is said that one like Son of Man coming with the cloud of heaven, as an illusion which the prophet Daniel saw. "In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a Son of Man coming with the cloud of heaven. he approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 to 14. Perhaps Jesus was also inspired by these Old Testament accounts and called himself Son of Man. However, Jesus, who appeared in the Gospel of Thomas, which is said to have been written by Thomas, one of the 12 apostles, preaches the gospel that independence from God as a single one is the realization of the kingdom of God. It looks different from the gospel of Matthew and the gospel of Mark. In the gospel of Thomas, Son of Man is used as a word to point to Jesus as the embodiment of a single one, equal, the androgynous Adam from whom Eve hasn't been separated, equal, the original self, and ultimately to point to humans themselves. According to Mr. Sasan Arai, the whole theme of the Gospel of Thomas is the independence of Son from Father on earth. Gospel of Thomas, chapter 23 and 49. The Gospel of John, one of the four canonical Gospels, generally inherits the former, but also incorporates the interpretation close to the later. A gospel of Son of God. On the other hand, Paul, who advocated his own theory of justification by one's faith, preached a gospel of Son of God from the beginning of his missionary life. He stated that he had received this gospel directly from Jesus in a vision, and took a stance of disregarding Jesus' teachings during his lifetime and the teachings of Jesus' direct disciples. The Gospel of Luke says, the law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom of God is being preached, and everyone is forcing his way into it. Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 16. Apparently, the people described as everyone is forcing his way into it, the kingdom of God, are the group of Hellenists led by Paul and Luke itself. In other words, the believers of Jesus not after the flesh. And the Gospel of Luke welcomes this situation. In contrast, a parallel article in the Gospel of Matthew rings the alarm bell and says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 12. Matthew and other direct disciples of Jesus, in other words, Hebraist believers, seem to have been threatened by the lies of Hellenist believers. The author of the Gospel of John 2 says, this is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verses 2-3. He also violently accuses Paul's followers, saying, I say this because many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is a deceiver and antichrist. 2 John chapter 1 verse 7. And his warning, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. 2 John chapter 1, verses 10-11. Baptism with the Holy Spirit is angel koan. Subject which the master gives their student in the meditation hall are called kotoku koan and the current problems faced by the people in the real world are called genjo koan. Why this happened? The gospel of Jesus, that is, baptism with the Holy Spirit itself, is the cause. According to the gospel of Thomas, baptism with the Holy Spirit is nothing but letting one discover oneself who has been one with God from the beginning. In other words, letting one return to the original self, that is, the androgynous Adam from whom Eve hadn't been separated. Jesus explained this using various metaphors, and his disciples had no choice but to find the answer themselves. The answers that the disciples arrived at were various and not one. They might be correct or not be correct. The baptism with the Holy Spirit, which was transmitted to India, China, and Japan through Thomas's Eastern evangelism, came to fruition as Zen Buddhism. At the Rinzai Zen Temple in Japan, Roshi, honorific title for teachers of Zen Buddhism, gives students who have passed the koan, subject which Zen master gives each religious to learn and practice the doctrine of Buddhism, such as one's original faith, intrinsic nature, before his parents were born, and Chaozhou's Wu, a question to test the sub-students to use their enlightenment in practice, such as to bring Mount Fuji with a wick. Such a test is called Gogo no Shirabe, inspection after enlightenment. As it means that once you attain the absolute state of heaven, earth, and I have the same root, and myriad things and I are one body, proclaimed in Senchao's Gata, in light of the teaching of Su Liao Qian, four processes for the liberation of subjectivity and objectivity by Lin Chi Xuan, there should be nothing of difficulty in carrying Mount Fuji on your palm. By the way, under the temple road set by the Tokugawa shogunate, a priest of the Rinzai sect had to pass dozens of koans over decades in order to be qualified as a Roshi. And each time he passed each koan, this kind of Gogo no Shirabe was imposed. Jesus was crucified just over 3 years after his debut to the religious society of Jerusalem through the baptism in the Jordan River and the testimony in Bethany by John the Baptist. It must have been difficult to find the essence of baptism with the Holy Spirit in that 3 years or so for the disciples, such as the brothers of Zebedee, James the Greater and John, and the brothers of Peter and Andrew, who had become disciples of Jesus immediately after John's testimony. Though Thomas, Nathanael, Bartholomew, Philip, Mary Magdalene, and Mary Salome, the keeper of the Essenes meeting house, seem to have been interacting with Jesus before that, it seems that even the author of the Gospel of Thomas could understand the essence of baptism with the Holy Spirit through his Eastern evangelism after the death of Jesus. Such things, that is, bewilderment and confusion of his disciples, Jesus knew from the beginning. Jesus rushed toward the hill of Golgotha, carrying his cross immediately after he was baptized by John, and through doing this, he baptized with the Holy Spirit on all mankind. As a result, not only the New Testament canon and apocrypha were written by the 12 apostles, but Islam and Mahayana Buddhism were born, and then culture also blossomed. To be continued.